How are you doing? So, I am right on time. Let me lie and pretend that I am covering season 7, Love is Blind, Washington, D.C., at the same time that it aired. Obviously, the reunion aired 2 weeks ago, at least a week ago, probably 2 weeks ago-ish. Or a week and a half ago at this point, and it's time to talk about what season 7 of Love is a Blind showed us. I'm not so sure it taught us anything, but we need to talk about what it showed us because Love is Blind managed to put some of the worst men I have ever seen in front of my eyeballs on TV for me to be subjected to their bullshit. And it's good for us to watch, to be voyeurs, and identify what I consider manipulation, toxic masculinity, just bullshit, period. We need to get into it because I was appalled. Like, I should watch Love is Blind and I should see really great couples getting together. The show has really shifted its focus to focusing on the drama. Of course, you want to make a good show, but do you have to find some of the worst men in every single city and put them on each season's cast? Because I don't need it. And worst of all, the men were straight up unattractive this season. What's going on? Love is Blind is supposed to bring us eye candy. It was offensive. So I didn't even watch this season. Like, I watched the very first episodes, I saw clips from recaps, and I watched the reunion. I did not want to sit through watching people that I did not want to root for, that I was bothered by. I didn't want to sit through it. This was not a good cast. But the drama was there. It certainly was there. And I will get into that more specifically later. But I want to focus on some of the piece of shit fuckboys that have really made my blood boil, like that have bothered me, offended me, triggered me. This is all why, like, I knew I was like, okay, I'm not attracted to these men at all. I'm out. I'm done. Like, I did not sit through this season, and I found out, like, that was a really good decision because look at how few couples were left. Like, I don't know. What is Love is Blind teaching us about the state of modern dating? Because how is it that Love is Blind goes to some of the largest cities in the country and then they may have one or two marriages at the end? At the end of casting, what is it, like 30 people? I feel like there's like 15 men, 15 women or something, and y'all maybe will get one or two couples getting hitched. Something in the water ain't clean. The casting department, this was the worst cast. And they promoted Kwame from season 4, Seattle. They promoted his wife Chelsea to do casting. I hope she's fired. Like, how are you casting men who aren't sexy? The women, they were fine, but how are you casting people who look like the men in this cast? And I don't want to be specific here, but vomit. They made me want to vomit. They really did. I will say this though, I found Tyler unattractive on the show, but he lost some weight and I felt that he was attractive on the reunion. Like, I felt like I would smash. But that's it. I don't like how he talks. I don't like his style. I don't like his vibe. I did like what he was wearing at the reunion. But like, Tyler doesn't do it for me. Like, he's as close as it gets to somebody on the cast doing it for me, that's bad. That's pretty terrible. Because I like to watch this show and be like very just excited. Without being too graphic, I'll say excited. I like being excited about some of the men on this cast, but they couldn't this season. I couldn't get there. And one of the main reasons why, one of the people who is a reason why I could not get there is Ramses. Like Ramses, I can't. Did y'all see how he was wearing a thong? A thong when he dumped Marissa. This man with like two dreadlocks hanging, looking greasy, oily, dirty, smelly. Like, I don't like him. So it's like every single bad negative adjective I gotta use. Like, this man is so gross to me. Now, I didn't watch, as I've said, but I heard that Marissa always wanted to have sex when they were in Mexico. I heard that she has a very high sex drive. She just wanted to like smash. Therein lies the problem. Okay? So Marissa is here just like open, like 7-Eleven, her legs is open for business. And when some people, they start out just like having sex nonstop, their partner gets offended and takes it personally when the sex is reduced, when the amount of sex is reduced. And in all fairness, although I don't find anything redeemable or likable when it comes to Ramses, in all fairness, think about the short ass period of time that people know each other and interact with each other on Love is Blind. So it's like, and again, I didn't watch the episode, so forgive me. But if my assumption is true, it's like, how do you go from sucking and fucking me every 2 hours to just talking about, I'm tired, I have a vitamin D deficiency, I'm totally fine with condoms? Like, making that drastic of a leap and that drastic of a shift within a few weeks. That would be concerning to me. Like, if the tables were turned and I was with a guy who wanted to hook up all the time, and then he was saying he couldn't get it up, right? That's kind of the equivalent. And I would just be sitting there like, but you were just fucking my brains out 4 days ago. Like, what happened? So it's like Marissa kind of set herself up for failure in that way where she was like a nympho. Apparently, I didn't watch. And then it was like her cycle and she was tired and this, that, and the other. Ramses is a pig. So he couldn't handle that at all. Ramses wanted Marissa on birth control, according to the blogs or the TikToks. And it seems as though from the moment Marissa was like, oh, I'm totally okay with condom sex, he was not. He was like, no, I gotta find me a hoe who will go ahead and let me hit it raw. This is all part of why I don't like Ramses. But, I've made that clear. I've said that many times, but like the man is disgusting, and I will get into it more later. So, Ramses is there at the reunion, and he claimed that he would never force Marissa to take hormonal birth control. And I remember, like, he did an interview where he said, oh, or he left a comment online, social media, saying, oh, I'm gonna address that, because people don't understand. It wasn't what was shown. We saw the footage. We saw it. We saw that Ramses did not want to use a condom. He made that very clear. He is a piece of shit. He is an asshole. And it's not just Ramses. I'm not gonna act like Ramses is the only guy who doesn't want to wear a condom, but it's like you're supposed to care about your partner's needs and their health, and you're supposed to find a way to compromise. It's not supposed to be, okay, this is how I want it, or it's not going to happen at all. Especially today, with how many states don't even allow a woman to have an abortion. Like, Ramses got me and many, many women fired up. All right, so this is my big issue with Ramses, and this is why I'm triggered. Ramses dumped Marissa, and on the episode, like, the sun was up and then the sun was down. Like, they had their breakup conversation lasted several hours. But anyways, Ramses, when he dumped Marissa, he said that the energy is off. And on the reunion, Ramses said, quote, "I came in here looking for the love of my life. Once we got into that latter portion of the experience, I noticed how far off of a difference there was in our energy. I realized if I moved forward with Marissa every day, I would feel exhausted and overwhelmed." Okay. So, people need to stop using the word energy. Like, stop substituting the word energy, interjecting with it, using it as some type of fucking trump card. Stop mentioning energy when the fact is you are an asshole and you're saying the energy. Like, the subtext of what Ramses was saying is, "I no longer want to be with Marissa because she wants me to use a condom. I no longer want to be with Marissa because she stopped having sex with me as often as she was." The energy is off. Yeah, the energy is off when you're not having sex 5 times a day. The energy is off. Like, saying the energy is off is saying, "I'm a selfish person and my needs are the only needs that matter, and I'm so selfish that I'm not going to raise my concerns with you. I'm just going to dump you because the energy is off." Like, we need to stop with all this energy bullshit because guess what? In life, everybody's going to have different energy at different moments, as it should be. And in a partnership, you guys are supposed to try to work together, it's supposed to be through thickness or through thick or thin, in sickness and in health. It's not supposed to be energy off. I'm gone. Energy's off. Bye. Energy's off. We're done. Like, that is so childish and self-serving and self-absorbed. And Ramses, I think, is broken because on the show, he was saying he didn't realize how much he hurt his ex-wife. And so he didn't want to hurt Marissa. He shouldn't be dating. Because it seems that the moment he doesn't get what he wants, he's gone. And then poor Marissa, she was sleeping with Ramses after he dumped her, and she asked him, she said it in an interview, she asked him, like, "Can we be together again?" And he said no. It's like, Marissa, honey, he doesn't want to use a condom. So that's all it's about, apparently. That's all their entire relationship is about and based on, and the only thing that's important is him not using a condom, apparently. So, and then Marissa announced at the reunion that she was effing Ramses. Does she regret that? Because it was such an impulsive statement, knee-jerk statement that she comment that she made, and of course it didn't. Of course, Netflix kept it in because we all kind of gasped. Like, and I'm not even going to guess whether Ramses is good and bad or not because Marissa is definitely a pick me. Marissa is just so desperate to get married. I do believe that she will just kind of accept anything from anyone. So I don't know what's up with sex with Ramses, and I'm thankful. I don't want to know. Like, he's so gross to me. Look at how he dresses. Oh my gosh. Like, his reunion outfit, his pants were like 5 inches above the ankles. And then he had on these socks, and I think he had on sandals, and he has on jewelry, and like he a mesh long shirt, and he clashes. Like, he's gross. I would love to see and hear from his first wife. I really would. I'm sure somebody online knows who she is. Like, I would love, like, how do you marry a man who presents themselves the way that Ramses does. Like, how do you have sex with that person? How do you do any of it? That's what I need to know. But back to the energy comment. Don't let anybody talk about your energy. Let's be real. Like, blaming shit on energy is a very selfish, immature excuse. It's a ruse. It's a way to disguise how you actually feel. It's a cop out. You don't want to say what the truth is. So you blame energy and you want to know why it's so genius? Ain't nobody could argue if you say the energy is off. If someone says the energy is off, you can't say no, it isn't, because that's their perception. They know it's a genius excuse. You can't argue with somebody who's saying that the energy is off. Similar to saying the chemistry isn't there, whatever. Like, you can't fight that. When in reality, if this is your fiance and the quote unquote energy is off, why aren't you talking to her about it instead of blindsiding her at the very last minute, 2 days before y'all are supposed to have a wedding? Like, Ramses is a joke. He's disgusting. I don't know who would want to date him or why. He is undateable, as far as I'm concerned. He's not ready. Because a partnership means that you're supposed to think about your partner, and he doesn't know how to do that. I don't agree with anybody who thinks, like, oh, I'm not happy. I wasn't happy. Well, try to work on it first, and or at minimum, discuss your concerns and see if y'all could make it through instead of just saying the energy is off, I'm out. That's not what you would want your partner to do to you. You wouldn't want to be with somebody who comes to you and says, the energy is off, we're done. So if you wouldn't want that done to you, why do it to the person that you're engaged to, or the person that you're in a relationship with, or the person that you're married to? The whole this energy thing, it's bullshit. It's just another way of saying, I'm selfish. I'm an asshole. I care about myself. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about how you'll feel about this. I don't care how hurt you will be by this. The energy is off for me. I'm not happy. Go jump off a bridge. It's like Marissa dodged a bullet. And by the way, Marissa has been in a relationship since April. So for all those people who are like, how come she has all this smoke for Nick and she didn't say much to Ramses? Because she has a man who's dicking her down. We already know apparently she loves to fuck all the time. Like, Marissa is good. And then she sat there and she was like, I think I hate him or whatever. But it's like, Marissa was very emotional about Ramses, and I don't blame her. Like, yeah, the people who go on Love is Blind, some, keyword some, of them parlay it, the opportunity into other opportunities. They make a lot of money. I think a lot of that is shifting and changing because now we're about to be 8 seasons deep. Like, the first, you should have wanted to be within the first four casts, sorry, 4 seasons, if you really wanted to make a lot of money. But no, Jessica, she did well. Jessica did well. Jessica, you know, she was also on Perfect Match, the one who has a daughter, because she like made sure she got her work done, put her best foot forward, and whatever. She does well. Or at least she did. I don't know what she's up to now. I didn't like her. But anyways, back to Love is Blind. So I was saying, you know, Marissa has had a boyfriend since April, which I'm so excited about. I read in an interview that she did with Us Magazine. I assume that Ramses is single. I don't know. I don't care. I find him disgusting. Oh, back to Marissa being emotional. I would be bawling at the reunion if I were Marissa too, because I'm sorry. It's so humiliating to be dumped on TV and then be wailing about it like she was. That's embarrassing. Like, who actually wants that to air? wants millions and millions and millions, like upwards of 100 million people seeing that. Who the fuck wants that? So I guess she was just really broken and felt really rejected, as she, like, who wouldn't, as she should. And maybe that's where the emotions came from. But according to Marissa, her new boyfriend is great and her mom loves him. And I'm like, I wish this bitch well. I do. I don't see myself following her, but I wish Marissa well because she tried. Any girl who was open like 7-Eleven like that, like she was for Ramses, that is a woman who is trying to make their man happy, but their man is does not know how to value a good partner because they're so self-involved. Like, I don't think Ramses could be happy with anyone. Look at his track record. Divorced, ended engagement, energy is off. Like, he should be by himself, or he should just be in an open relationship forever. Like, the man is not husband material. So I'm happy for Marissa. Let me check real quick and see if she's ever posted her man, because she did say how she couldn't let the public know because of the show. Okay, so I just went to Marissa's Instagram and she posted, it looks like a Halloween, a Halloween party that they went to. She posted a video of her and her boyfriend on November 1st, and she's basically naked. I love it. And, I do not think her man is cute because I could see a better photo of him in the second to last post that she did. It's a group photo with men, and he's the one on the right. She's wearing like a light type of green top, and he is wearing like a green pant. But this man is already, I already know he has the emotional intelligence that Ramses does not have, and the maturity. Maturity. So I'm all in. If she's happy, if she likes it, then I love it. So great for you, Marissa. We are rooting for you. You are gorgeous. You are beautiful. Ramses is not a prize, honey. He is not a prize. All right. Thanks, y'all.